Good evening. It is Stephen Carr. Welcome to the Your Full Stack podcast. It is February 13th, Friday. Friday the 13th. Interesting. It's about 8 p.m. at night. Today's topic is interesting. It's as you live life and kind of go through different things, you kind of have certain epiphanies at various points in your life, or at least I do. And then I'm always trying to consolidate those things into, you know, like a life lesson, right? I'm always trying to build patterns, schemas, mainly because our brains work that way, right? We want to identify things to make things make sense. And at the end of the goal, I mean, the reason our brains do that is we're trying to protect ourselves, right? So the common denominator I found, it's always easier for us to assess someone else's life than our own. And while I was doing that, I realized the common denominator in that person's life was the same as mine. And my new theory is this: I could be off. But I'm going to put it out there, and you tell me if you think you can relate. In the Bible, apparently about 365 times, oddly, that's one time for every day of the year. 365 times, depending on the version and translation, it is highlighted or it says, do not be afraid. Like Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Joshua 1:9, be strong and of good courage, do not be afraid. Luke 2:10, fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. So what's the common denominator? It always says don't be afraid, right? And people have all their own two cents, right? Oh, angels are scary looking. That's why they said don't be afraid. Don't be afraid because I'm here and I'm huge and scary and powerful and don't be afraid. But here is what my new theory is. I would have to wager that almost every bad decision we make, bell curve, right? So this isn't an absolute. Every bad decision we make is rooted in fear. Why do I say that? As I've thought about it in different patterns and different things, I realize that in relationships, in life, in jobs, in everything, we make decisions based on fear. We think, I might not find someone better, so I'm going to settle for this person. That's a fear-based decision. I don't know if I can get a better job, so I'm going to stay where I'm at. That's fear-based. I don't know if that girl's going to reject me, so I'm not going to go up to her. That's fear. If you're a woman, I don't know if I want to reject this man. He may be the only man that comes up to me. Fear-based. And then we make these decisions based on fear. We think, well, what if this person rejects me? I better give them everything. What if this person is playing me? I better not love them all the way. What if I get hurt again? I better not be vulnerable. Everything is rooted in fear. Now, you could argue, fear is a healthy emotion. Here, fear is what keeps us alive, right? Like, I'm afraid to fall off the cliff, so I don't go up to the edge of the cliff to fall off. That sounds good. I'm afraid to get in a car wreck, so I will wear a seatbelt. Cool. Good. I understand the purpose that fear can protect us. The problem is when we let it control too many aspects of our life, or when we live in a pattern, or that is the most common thing that we're always turning to, fear-based decisions, fear, 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 when really most of the fears we have could very well be unfounded. There's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of relationships that can be had or not had. You'd be better off focusing on bettering yourself as a person than worrying whether or not this person or not or whatever is like the best you're ever going to get. You're better off waiting for someone than settling and wasting days, weeks, months, years of your life with the wrong person. Now I say right, wrong, take it with a grain of salt. maybe there is no right and wrong, but there definitely is better or best. You know, there are varying degrees of people, varying degrees of jobs, varying degrees of success. Hand in hand with this theory is the Ecclesiastes verse that says, "The race is not to the swift, nor wealth to the wise, but time and chance happen to them all." There are so many things loaded in that statement that we can explore, but let's just touch on a few of them. One thing is this. You could say, well, if the race isn't to the swift and time and chance, why train? If wealth isn't to the wise, why get better at my craft? Well, that's not how you should interpret this. Ecclesiastes and Proverbs is more like making sure you don't live in delusion and live in an uninformed world that exists than it is to 100% protect you from everything. Some things are literally just facts. You can't be protected from getting hurt. Let's just put that out there. You cannot. You will get hurt. It's sad. Emotionally, physically, job-wise, economically, family-wise, there will be pain in your life. The purposes of the verses, in my opinion, for Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, is almost to paint the chessboard. These are the rules of life. You violate them, things are going to go bad. Too many people hyper-spiritualize things, right? Oh, God's attacking me. Satan's attacking me. God's testing me. We try to hyper-spiritualize as though we're some sort of like elitist. This must be, I don't know if it's like a human thing or an American thing, but stop thinking you're the center of the world, okay? I'm not trying to say God doesn't think about you, but sometimes we suffer consequences because of the actions that we took ourselves. God's not testing you. You just messed up at work and got fired. God's not testing you. You were a dick and the relationship ended. Okay? And I think everyone can agree that no matter what the situation is, job, relationship, whatever, you can't ever say you were 100% perfect and innocent. Why? Just because we're not. We're all flawed. We're all messed up humans. So the time and chance thing is this. The better you get at something, right, you can increase your odds of filtering. Just because you are, you know, you train and you're the fastest doesn't mean you're going to just be recognized by the entire world that you're the fastest, unless, of course, you got out there and raced every race and then moved all the way up the chain. You could be super smart, intelligent, great at business, but if you don't ever expand your sphere of influence or the people that you deal with, you're literally only going to be successful in that small arena. So what I would say is this, is that skills, yes, attain them, grow, learn, relationship, business, everything in life. But what it should help you do is filter the opportunities that come your way. Think of it like a bunch of little balls bouncing around. And the same number of balls are going to bounce into your life that were always going to bounce into you. But if you have a high filter, you will not waste your time with the worthless balls or the worthless little things that are coming through your life. You'll realize, I don't need to invest time in that one. I don't need to invest time in this one. I don't need to invest time in this relationship or that job. Just because you're better doesn't mean immediately you're going to get all of the sales that exist. Just because you know a lot about relationships or like make yourself super attractive doesn't mean you're going to have your pick of anyone you want. The same number of balls are still going to pass through you in your life. So the only way to increase those odds is time and chance. The only way to increase those odds is to increase the number of balls that are passing by you or that you're around, which then plays into, again, time and chance. Time and chance, meet more people. If it's relationships, get out there. Meet a million more people. Go out every day. Don't sit at home every night. If it's business, do cold calls daily, dozens of them. Apply to jobs daily, all over the place. Increase the number of balls that are bouncing in your life, and you'll increase your chances. But at the same time, you need to increase your skills so that your filtering capacity can be better. So all of that plays together, but circling it back to fear, Don't be afraid. You don't know the future. There's something called fortune telling, and it's when people basically try to predict the future. But what's interesting about us is we always try to predict the future in a negative way. We think, if I go on this date, it's going to go sideways. It's going to be horrible. I don't want to put myself out there. If I go to this job interview, it's not going to pan out. They're going to, well, if you're going to fortune tell that way, well, I could argue you should fortune tell the other way. If I go on this date, this could be it. This could be the love of my life. If I go to this job interview, this could be the dream job I was hoping for. If you're a realist, you would realize that, you know, the chances of that might be slim. But the alternative is to let fear dictate your life and keep you stagnant. And that is a for sure way to lose. So I guess I'm going to leave you with this thought. How many decisions do you make that are fear-based? And again, I've already said it. Fear is not a bad thing if it protects you. You should be leery of certain jobs. You should be leery of certain people. A lot of people are selfish. Jobs are selfish. They're hiring you to do something for them. So at the same time, though, is it a pattern? Are you always acting out of fear, and then those fears turn out to be unfounded? Your fear can actually poison relationships. It can poison opportunities. So that's what I wanted to leave you with today. Give me a like, give me a follow, and I hope you have a great day. I'm Steve.